seeing any objections, so we are open for business hours.
I'll be brief. This is a long-running issue here in the city. We've worked with your sign committee, Mr. Bill Robinson and his task force, to look at some changes to the entirety of Chapter 21, which is our sign ordinance. We have recently gotten quite a bit of input from our legal team who want us to incorporate some of their recommendations into the rewrite to make sure that our ordinance will be defensible. Because this item has been properly noticed in the newspaper, the public hearing needs to be heard this evening, but we don't have an ordinance for you as of yet because we still need to incorporate input. So I would appreciate it respectfully if you would just open the public hearing and if need be, leave it open until such time that we can bring you a document to discuss.
Oh, that's interesting. Let me get this right. So I open it and then we just do what?
Just leave it open. Point of information. Yeah, well, perhaps we could have another public hearing if we have something to vote on rather than leave this one open.
The issue with that is I might bring you something sooner than the minimum requirement of state law. So even though you can adjourn the meeting, you can still leave the public hearing open, and when we come back, it'll still be open.
Well, I can leave it on the table. Brian, could you take the mic and just let us know your... I'm assuming that you know about this, obviously, but... This is all.
You have a couple options. One is to do several things, have a public hearing now without an ordinance to public comment, which I would not recommend. Another option is you could open the public hearing and then lay it on the table, in which case the next meeting you can actually take it off the table and continue to public hearing if you so desire. Another option is, of course, just to republish the public hearing and proceed that way.
Okay, well, the public hearing is open, so it sounds like number two might be our path back. So to lay it on the table, is there a definition for that? Like, how do I lay something on the table? Okay, I see. Okay, Kayvon, sorry. I'm new at this. Yeah, you all have to bear with me. Alright, yes, John.
But where's the public comment aspect for when we do come forward with the ordinance, that our citizens would be able to know when to come to discuss the matter?
Theoretically, they're here now and can comment. They have they will have knowledge that it has been laid on the table, at which case they're going to take it up at the next meeting. And
so they come to every meeting hoping that they might be able to speak out.
No. According to Robert's rules, when you lay something on a table, we have single meeting sessions like we have. You need to open it at the next meeting. So it will be the next meeting. We have to take it off the table or die.
So, point of clarification here. There was a question about a time frame after something has had a public hearing and before it can be represented with a new public hearing. What is that time frame?
If I advertise the next public hearing available, which is the deadline would be this Friday, it will be published next Wednesday, and then you have no less than 15 days after it's published in the Crier before we can discuss the item again. If you choose to wait that long, you absolutely may.
What do you think, Rob?
There's no way we're going to address this in January, guys.
Yeah.
December, January. This has got a long road to go. We can re-notice this.
Okay.
I would just add the same thing. I don't see that there's a expedient factor here whatsoever because we keep this sign thing around several times, and this is not only a sign for the overlay district. We're looking at that, and also looking at the city as a whole. As I recall from our last work session, that we discussed this. Separately, two items.
We're talking about tonight the signage requirements for the city as a whole, but not the overlay requirements. They're separate and distinct.
Okay. But at the last meeting, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought we discussed both issues. Is that correct?
Yeah. But not for the sake of this agenda item.
Okay. But we are working on that.
Okay,
thanks. All right, Robert. I think we ought to just hold this in advance and wait till we have come out, and then John will advertise it just the way we do everything else.
Yeah. Okay. Tom?
So the question, do we need to move the table this now, or just defer?
Actually, I think we need to have public comment, because I think the main reason it's on our agenda is so that having advertised that we were going to discuss it, that we give the public the right to come forward and talk about it, and then I think we're done.
Yeah, it's going to be quick. There's nothing there. All right.
Anybody else have any other piece of wisdom on this chapter 21? Lane, we haven't heard from you. Would you like to take it?
Very good.
Good job.
Well done.
Okay, so without objection, I am going to open public comments. Anybody that wishes to, before you make your way, sir, anybody that wishes to speak in favor? All right, anybody in favor, please make your way to the podium.
I don't know if I'm in favor.
That's a decision only you can make.
I only came forward to say the committee you formed back in the request to be the era of the committee. The design committee, we stand ready to work with staff and work with this project.
Thank you for your hard work and again for volunteering and sticking in there with us.
Yes.
I go with that was great.
Well. A little confused by what Howard said because these two words have got mixed together. As a chamber, it's created a lot of confusion and a lot of people are upset about it. I strongly recommend, by the way, I'm a member of the committee, I recommended you send this back to committee and let us rework it. We've got to work out the difference between the village and the city as a whole. I would also ask the staff be asked not to enforce the old ordinance because it's creating problems of things that we know are not in the new ordinance. If we could just get a hiatus here till we get this sorted out, it would be a lot better.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Grant. Anybody else wishes to speak in favor of this ordinance, please make your way to the podium. Seeing that there's none, anybody that wishes to speak, what did I just do, in favor? Yeah. Did I do it against, Chamber? No, you
against. I'm not sure.
You were already for. Oh, two people speaking. What was it?
He did it in favor.
Okay. Anybody that wishes to speak against this, please make your way. All right. So, if there are no objections, I will close the public comments. And if there are no objections, I'm going to close the public hearing.
So, information.
Yes, please, Mr. Mayor.
I just think one of the things the staff, I hope you take a look at, is the broad spectrum of this. As you know, District 1, we have PCID, we have the overlay district, we have it all. And I've got plenty of emails about the fact this ordinance right here, this is the overlay, and I've got plenty of other input about the overlay, so I think I hope that when you do have any of these meetings or anything that they're well publicized so that the public and the business owners all around this district and the other districts can come in and voice their opinion on what they see and how this may quote unquote help on earth, as John was talking about the businesses before.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. Just a point of clarification, I'll clarify. The overlay last weekend, I directed staff to come back with any anomalies that they might find out, and that itself was a trigger for code enforcement not to write any citations while that is being reviewed, so just clarity on that. And then this chapter 21 is beyond the overlay. This is the at large ordinance. So we have two parallel paths going down regarding our favorite topic, which would be signs. So there's a little bit of clarification, and any other discussion on this? And we'll move on to what everybody's been waiting for. Yes, Robert?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, in case it's necessary,
yes,
perhaps we should direct staff to have the sign ordinance sent back to the sign committee for reworking and then to have it come back through the system.
Full cycle. Let me ask Ms. Robinson to please come up and give us your thoughts just about that idea.
As I said, the sign committee is ready to reconvene and work on it, and I might add that it would be our intent to concurrently update the sign portion of the Nuttwood Village Overlay District. If you recall, we didn't touch it before because of the billboards. It needs fixing. At the same time, we do the citywide sign committee. So then when you get through, you have both of them fixed at the same time. I also want to remind you that the major changes
that came to our consent was had to do with phone banners. If you read through carefully, there wasn't that many changes from what the cab was doing before. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was approached by PCID saying that they've been operating under that for years, and so it wasn't that big a change anyway. That was one of the reasons they didn't have any comment when we went to them, if you recall, specifically to ask for their input. But we're ready to do both of those tasks when you tell us to.
Okay, well, you've been given your orders, I guess. Then consider this the your marching order.
Okay, I'll take it as an order. And I'll work with Howard.
Very good.
Just a point of information, I think that would be very advantageous. I think Bill and Howard, if you all worked in conjunction together.
That's our plan.
Okay, thank you.
Just another interesting aspect while we're on the topic, I know we don't want to leave this quite yet, but the overlay district has been in place for 5 years, maybe? And we adopted the current overlay district, so I think we'll keep this in mind as we move forward, that the overlay district was passed with DeKalb County, and we adopted it as a city, so this is nothing new as far as the city of Doney has come with this crazy, wacky ordinance. So to that effect, we certainly do want to know, you know, where we can make changes and better things for the community. But I think we'll all be cognizant that this isn't something that we dreamed up. So with that, any other discussion on signs? And Robert, yes, I think it should go through full cycle. So Bill, once your group Howard, and you kind of think you're at a good place, kick it to community council and we'll go through the process. All right, any other discussion on this? Okay, what time do we have? 9:15, what time do lights shut off?
Okay.
10 o'clock. All right, we've got some time here. you keep them on. That was a hint.
Turn them back on.
Yeah, we'll be off. All right, golf carts. So we'll have a quick discussion, and I'll ask, where do we start? A little background. Number of us on.
Looks like we were going to give you a separate point.
Yeah, okay, great.
Just wanted to advise the city council that the whole issue of golf carts is pretty much in your discretion. State law allows city council to designate which roads you can use golf carts on and what rules that you wish to apply to such usage.
Yeah, Robert.
Question for staff. I was under the impression that there were limits on our ability to allow golf carts on roads that had speed limits of 45 miles an hour or higher. Is that, and that was a state requirement?
No, the state requirement leaves basically complete discretion to staff, except for state roads, which we don't have.
We have no state roads.
We have no state roads.
Okay, thank you. So,
well, you do have 285, but I'm assuming.
So our kingdom is an oyster, our oyster is a kingdom, whatever.
All right, so just looking, Brian, did you see this? I had passed out a link with a bunch of information, but they ask about what kind of golf cart vehicle street.
Hey, folks, can you hold it down back here in the back, please?
Yeah, she's. Thank you for that. And, the status of state licensing, let's see, yes, but only on roads up to 35. Okay. So I don't have a particular, it says Roy Barnes signed HB 1389 in April 2002. Did that come across your path?
Yeah, there's state law on this. It does leave complete discretion. The only discretion is after dark. There are rules what the golf cart must have in order to operate after dark. But seeing that we don't have any state roads, in Dunwoody,
okay.
It's basically
okay.
It's outside of 285.
All right, very good. Okay, so
point of information, but it does require council action to make them legal.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, what about as far as, this is just kind of the first cursory conversation, but what about safety features and things of that nature? Is there any federal pieces that have to be in place, or can it be, is it just that's at our discretion?
I did not look at federal law, I looked at state law currently, and state law leaves a complete discretion. I need to look at federal.
Okay. Yeah. Again, having done a little bit of research on this as well, there are some requirements that the state has before you can license a vehicle for road use. And that includes headlights, taillights, seatbelts, turn signals. So the state requires that you at least have those safety gear before you can license it for use on the road.
You know, it's interesting, too, and I guess, Brian, on that, the few things I've read, it's up to the municipalities whether you do license the vehicle. Yes, like some municipalities are saying, okay, you can have a unlicensed golf cart.
That's
some are saying you have to go to the police and, yep, you know, this municipality handles that.
And some allow underage kids to drive golf carts on the roads.
I wouldn't, but good. All right. Okay. So let me ask, let me open it up to you guys, Council. One, I picked up Councilman Shortle. I've got an electric go-kart or golf cart, basically. It's, if any of you that are interested in looking, it's sitting outside on that side of our building. So the keys are not in it, so you can jump in and take off. But you can take a look at it. It's street legal, federally approved. A street legal vehicle. It looks just like a golf cart. But I know a few of us have discussed it and were interested in seeing what it would take from our side to allow them, and just basically opening up the conversation. By the way, I picked up Councilman Shortle here, and we drove down from about 2 miles like where we live up the street. So I'll let Councilman Shortle talk about what the experience was like since I was driving. Was it okay?
It goes a lot faster downhill than uphill. And speed bumps for a kicker. hang on yourself when you hit the speed bumps. But you know what? I think it would be kind of neat eventually to have a lot of electric cars around town. Just think of all the pollution and that kind of thing. And you live so far from the public store or whatever, you jump in your cart and you shove off and go on up there. You know, I think there's probably something we have to look at. You know, Ashford Dunwoody is a little bit scary, maybe, or hairy. But, you know, the other places where the speed limits are 35 and stuff, they were doing 25, so we weren't just exactly doing. But I like the idea. You know, can you imagine people riding bicycles, walking, and using electric carts?
Wow. Yeah, actually, let me take, Tom. Yeah.
Where do we start? From a high level, where we start this, I want to look at not over-regulating it, but being really cautious. One of my experiences just this past weekend, and I was actually hunting with the chief of Sandy Springs Police Department down in rural Georgia, but we were coming down the road, and a lot of kids will ride ATVs, not necessarily in a suburban setting like this, but just 8-year-old shot across the front of my truck on a rural road with no supervision or anything. And, you know, 7-pound truck beats a small golf cart or an ATV. I just would really encourage us to look at age limitations, safety requirements, and possibly even licensure of the drivers.
Yes.
You know, that, and I guess the other question I have is, you know, compared to your Shelby, what's the acceleration like?
Downhill pretty decent. Uphill, not too well.
That's a different experience.
I guess so.
Actually, I think is David still here? I'm going to take executive privilege here. Mr. Purcell, could you come up? I'm sorry to advise you from your sleep, but I'll bring you. But this came up. David is the COO of PCID, and it just happened to come up. We were at a art breakfast this past Friday morning downtown, and we started discussing it. But could you share, and it wasn't rehearsed, so I know you weren't expecting to speak here, but you mentioned something about the mall and your past experience, but I think this ties in nicely, potentially, with this topic. But could you just share with council what that was?
Sure. Several years ago, when the electric vehicle research was taking hold in America and hitting its peak, and General Motors was building the EV1,
And I'll be quite transparent. Not only was Georgia Power at that time looking for alternative fuels, we were looking at the way they would be used. We installed, I should say, my former employer installed electric vehicle charging units at all the major malls in Atlanta. And I am right now trying to recontact all of my friends there at Georgia Power to see what they're doing in the same vein now. So that obviously is something that's taking place.
Very good.
It did take place.
And that'd be key, and I'll hopscotch on that. My car is going down to Jekyll Island, but at Jekyll they've got electrical outlets basically anywhere you can go down there. So when you do need a little charge or plug up, normally they'll go 40 miles if it's a normal vehicle, not an easy go golf cart or a club car, or some of those don't go near the distance or the speed, but it's, to not have that availability, and it's pretty simple, I think, overall to set these charging stations up, so it's a regular plug-in-the-wall type deal, but that was interesting news, and I think that would be pretty cool if we have some of those things that are set along. Robert?
Yeah, I'll just speak very supportively, just like Councilman Shortle. I think it'd be great to have this as a legitimate alternative for adults. Dunwoody is a little bit too big to be walkable, but it's just about the right size for an alternative form of transportation like these golf carts. So I think this is a great idea, and I'm thinking about buying one myself. So if I can convince the wife. I may be right behind you.
I'm getting one. But just to clarify.
I'm afraid you're right.
Just to clarify, Dunwoody's not walkable, and I know what you're thinking. Well, from one end to the other, as far as the community.
That's right. As a community, there are clearly areas that are walkable, but for me to go to Publix, or for me to go to the mall, or for me to come here, those distances are too great for walking to be practical, but they're quite reasonable for a vehicle that goes 25 miles an hour and can go 40 miles before it's recharged.
Rob, a suggestion to get the golf cart?
Yeah.
Honey, I'm interested in buying a Harley. And
back off. Thanks, Tom. A man of experience here.
I'll bet it's blown now because...
Yeah, she's probably watching.
It's taping everything, so she'll see it. I guess next logical step would be... staff just to work this in, and if you could give us, we've got to, like most of the things we tackle, no, we're not experts on all of these different things that we're interested in and that we're looking into, but we do need direction. I think a good place to start would be just other municipalities that are doing this type of thing to give us some ideas. I think, the concentration around, registering probably the vehicles at a minimum so we have some sort of a standard on what your vehicle, whatever that might be, and
require licensed drivers.
Right, licensed drivers and any safety features that are beyond the, the state's got a couple suggestions, but.
And then when that comes forward, I'd like to see the map or the list of the speed limits in the city of Dunwoody. I've seen it before and I was looking for it. I know we were talking about 35 was the old cutoff.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe not. All right, well, I want to see the speed limit to see what streets we would allow and maybe not allow. And the street that I'm interested in particularly is Cotillion along 285. I believe the sign says that it's state-maintained. And that would be, it also shows 45 miles an hour. So I just want to verify Cotillion when that comes forward. I'd like to see the, I want to know where and where we can't drive these vehicles.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot that.
It's too late.
I think that's one of the things that you got to look at, Robert. You mentioned the two lanes versus four lanes. As long as there's some place for the faster traffic to move on,
that's important.
And I would tell you that a good point you brought up, Robert. Licensed drivers, if you ever have a hold, they finally control that after years of 12, 13 year olds with their daddies. High-powered Chevrolet engine run through and wiping out a few people. Now you have to be old enough to drive the boat if you have to drive a car.
Yep. All right, very good. So any other discussion on this? And we will motor on, or electric on, battery on, I guess would be more appropriate. Okay, Robert, you had initiative.